Wakeful windows. Now, what are they and how could they make a massive difference to your child's sleep? It's all very well we talk about how much sleep a little one needs, and perhaps, you know, how much overall in the day, how many naps a day, and all those kinds of things, or how long they should be sleeping for. We talk about that a lot, but actually a really important piece of the puzzle are the wakeful windows. That's the periods of time that your child is awake in between sleeps. So they wake up for the day, and they have a wakeful window, and then they have a nap. Maybe another wakeful window and another nap, depending on how old they are. And then there's a wakeful window that happens before bedtime. Then they go to bed, and then they have their night sleep. So we have wakeful windows. A child who's having one nap a day will have two wakeful windows in between. A child that's having three naps a day is gonna have a wakeful window either side of every single sleep. So you really need to know what they are. That's my first tip for you today. Know what your child's wakeful windows look like. And you can get that information from my book, or you can look up online. I'm sure you can find a pretty accurate gauge as to what that looks like. But if you know for your child's age, developmental stage, how much time they are gonna do well on awake before they're ready for their next sleep, it could change everything. So many parents will just go by the child and go, well, they sleep fine. That's fine, we don't need to go to sleep yet. Or they'll wait. They'll wait for the sleepy cues, the eye rubbing and the yawning, or the getting a bit tetchy, and they'll use that as a cue. Actually, those signs tell you that it's pretty much too late. You've missed the wakeful window. When you see those signs, I would be going, we've missed the window. Those things tend to come afterwards. If you do see those signs, move quickly to a sleep. So don't wait for your child. And some children are so good at hiding those signs anyway, you'd be waiting all day and you're gonna think that your child's fine. They might appear to be full of beans, carrying on about their day, no sign of being tired. That doesn't mean that they're not tired. So you being in control of that, knowing those windows, can be really, really valuable. So that's my first tip for you, is to know what they are and to keep up with the changes, because what they are today are not what they're going to be in a few months' time when they, you know, drop a nap or go through another transition. So just keep current with what your child's wakeful windows are. My second tip for you is about not waiting for those sleepy signs, like I just said. So if you see them, move fast, but don't actually wait for them. So if you know, okay, my child can do about 3 hours awake at a time, then after 2.5 hours, you might wanna look for some of those cues. Even if you're still not seeing them, go ahead anyway. Don't wait for any signs, don't wait for anything. So like I said, really, you could be taking a perfectly awake seeming child off to have a nap, and that's okay. You know best. My third tip for you, it goes quite well because it's tip number three and it's a 30-minute sweet spot. That's what I want to tell you about, the 30-minute sweet spot. You pretty much have 30 minutes where your little one is primed for sleep. Like I said, they might not look it, they might not let you know this, but there is a 30-minute roughly window where they will settle more easily to sleep, settle into a nice restful sleep and sleep for longer and have a more restorative sleep overall. So you've got this 30-minute sweet spot. That's the prime time. If you try before that, the child won't be tired enough. If you try after that, they may be overtired and they might battle sleep because of that. So really try to catch that wave. It really is like catching a wave. I've heard people talk about it like, when you catch a wave, right, you ride it home. It is really like that. It can take a little trial and error to find that window. It can take a little bit of practice and a little bit of experimenting, but once you know where that window is, use it. And it might change. It will change. Your child's sleep needs will change and they will evolve. So it's annoying, isn't it? Just as you think, I've cracked it, it changes again. But if you stay on top of it, you'll get into better practice, you'll know how to spot these things, and it will all become a lot easier for you as well. My fourth tip for you today is to adjust that window based on the prior sleep. So what I mean by that is if your child can comfortably do 3 hours awake between sleeps, let's just say that's where they are. I'm thinking of an average 10-month-old who's reduced down to 2 naps a day. They're getting about 3 hours overall across the 2 naps. They can handle about 3 hours between those sleeps on average. So if that's so, and perhaps that's going pretty well, or maybe that's something you're moving towards, you need to be on the ball enough to adjust where required. So, for instance, child wakes up, starts the day, 3 hours later, they go down for a nap. The nap perhaps isn't its usual hour and a half. So maybe they only do 45 minutes and you go, oh my goodness, this, what do we do? Because normally my child will sleep for an hour and a half, be awake for another 3 hours and then do the next nap of about an hour and a half. But they've only done 45 minutes and no amount of reassurance is getting them back to sleep. My child's awake, what do I do? What you do is you don't wait the full 3 hours for the next nap. So you kind of have to subtract a bit of time. It's not as crystal clear mathematical as, well, the nap was this many minutes shorter, so therefore the wakeful window should be this many minutes shorter. It doesn't quite work that precisely, by all means try, but you don't need to get that technical. Just know that they didn't get their full replenishing sleep, therefore they're not going to manage their full maximum wakeful window, so reduce that slightly and get ready for that next nap a little sooner than you would have. Hopefully they'll make up for the lost sleep on that second nap and it will level back out. If the second nap is also awful and then you go, what, we've got a massive window now between now and bedtime, what do we do? Then I would go with an early night, put the child to bed a bit earlier, and they probably will sleep through in the same way as they normally do anyway. They'll just catch up on that lost sleep. But all of this will stop overtiredness building up, which is your worst enemy. You do not want overtiredness in your world. So adjust the wakeful window accordingly. So based on the prior sleep, what happened there will change that wakeful window. My fifth tip for you is be flexible. So know your timings, know where they are, have that in your head. You know that, okay, well, we've got roughly this amount of time and then we want this much sleep and we have this amount of time. You know that stuff, but be flexible. Be flexible with yourself and be flexible with your child. Yes, you need to be consistent. So when I say be flexible, I don't mean be reckless and don't bother. I wouldn't tell you this information if I didn't want you to use it. So yes, you need to use it. And yes, you do need to be consistent, but you don't need to be so regimented that you stress yourself out, and you can't be that regimented because your child will have off days. There'll be days when it's too hot, there'll be days when it's too cold, there'll be days when they're not feeling well, there'll be days when they just need an extra cuddle, there'll be days when things just don't go to plan. And if you're flexible enough to roll with those times, knowing all the while roughly where those needs are, roughly what those windows are, you'll always be able to get back on track because you'll know that, do you know what, my child just hasn't slept so well for the last few days, so I think a few early nights are needed, or I think an extra nap's going to be needed, or whatever it may be. You may have a child who's past napping. They don't take daytime naps anymore. Maybe they're even at school. But due to perhaps a few late nights or some big events or a change of year group at school, they're just more tired than normal. Fine, get them to bed a bit earlier. Let them have a nap at the weekend. If you're on the road and they nod off in the car, don't worry about it. Let them catch up a little bit. Not too late in the day for too long, but otherwise, you know, if it's pre-lunch time, not really much harm can come of that. It's just restoring lost sleep. So always have that in mind. You know, you want clarity of what you're aiming for, clarity around what your child needs, but flexibility at the same time. There you go, 5 top tips for you all about wakeful windows.